3, 2, 1.
What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the Local Obscene Season 7, Episode 5. And first of all, let me say, happy 420. That's right. If you're listening to this episode, it's probably 420 weekend, and I hope that you are gonna indulge yourself in a bunch of delicious fucking food and some good fucking weed. I hope that you can take the edge off from this sharp world, because it seems lately that everything is completely insane on all levels, on all dimensions, and we can only just hope that weed will bring us together in some way or another. I mean, think about it. What if the whole world just legalized weed and they took all of the profits from that and just invested it back into its people? Who knows? Who the fuck knows? I'm not a fucking global logistics person, but it seems like a no-brainer. And even if you don't smoke it or eat it, or inject it? I hope they're not injecting weed at this point. Who the fuck knows? It's come too far.
This ain't your grandpa's weed,
as they say. That's okay if you don't do it. It's okay if you don't do anything. If you're just diving right into this head first sober. That's amazing. I'm super proud of you. Okay? But I want you just to put yourself in the shoes of a fucking stoner when you're listening to this episode. A band by the name Black Sand Bay swung by the Local Obscene studio, and it was an absolute riot. These gentlemen fucking cracked me up, and I'm super excited for you to join us on this journey. They just put out a brand new single called Sprain. They're working on a whole album, but we're gonna get into all of that. First off, let's do some housekeeping, because you don't want to worry about mutant dust bunnies crawling out of the dark corners of your fucking house. All right, if you want to support the Local Obscene, you can share this episode, share the show with all your fucking friends. It costs nothing. You can go to wherever you are listening to this or streaming this and give us a rating, a review. Help us beat the algorithm. If you really love the show, go to the episode description. There should be a link where you can become a monthly contributor. Any amount goes towards getting me the ultimate hardware and software to provide you with the greatest podcasting experience. Also in the episode description, there is a link tree, and inside of that link tree, there is a fruit that you can pluck, and it says photography website. There you can check out all of the dope ass fucking photos I've been getting lately. There is like over 2,000 pictures now and a bunch of different bands. So go and scope it, get yourself a physical print, put it in a frame, and hang it in your grandma's garage. And don't even tell her about it. Let her just find it on her own. Oh, fuck. I really hope you guys are fucking with your grandma, but of course, give her a big hug afterwards. You know? Just give her a big hug, because grandmas need love, too. And they bake us cookies. And they make the best munchies. Am I right? Okay. So, I think that's enough housekeeping for now. How about we listen to a clip of the song Sprain by Black Sand Bay? We'll be right back.
We are here on a sacrilegious Saturday, chilling in the inverted pyramid deep in the catacombs of the local obscene studio with none other than Black Sand Bay. Welcome.
What's up?
Hello.
Yay.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
That's insane. I didn't expect the landscaping crew to swing by the inverted pyramid today, but here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost got ran over by a lawnmower. Walking in.
You're gonna mow down little itty bitty juniper pieces.
Exactly.
So state your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Corey. I'm on the bass guitar.
I'm Zane. I play drums.
I'm Janaid. I play guitar.
I'm Dawson, and I do guitar and the vocals. Lead singing, I guess, yeah.
Fuck yeah. What is the origin story of Black Sand Bay?
So, me and Zane came from another band, and that band kind of fell apart because we were just wanting to do, like, heavier stuff and whatnot. But we ended up, me and Zane were just, like, kind of jamming, and we were like, yeah, we should probably make an actual new band instead of just jamming in my house and his house. Yeah. And I was writing a lot of, like, music, too. And so we were like, yeah, we should probably get a band for this stuff.
He had a whole album just waiting for other people to be able to play it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's pretty much it. There's nothing too special.
And then I joined.
Yeah, I found Corey on Instagram because in our last band, we played a show with his old band.
You kept
band.
Commenting on my Instagram post about how cute I was.
And yeah. I was like, Corey, you baddie, dude.
Baddie, yeah.
If you're not careful, I might swipe you up. Yeah. You know?
And then you got Janaid. How'd you get Janaid?
He came to me in a dream.
Oh, bro, it's because like I'm not from the area, right?
And no.
I've been looking for a band since I got here, since like the whole year that I've been here, and so I DM'd every single band I could find, like, hey, do you need a second guitarist? I didn't care who it was, I didn't care what band it was. I was like, I want to play. But then I came across these guys, and I'm like, oh, like they don't seem
these
like
guys.
No, like, no, not even, y'all just didn't seem annoying. I don't know, like, I can look at someone's picture and be like, oh, yeah, they're gonna piss me off. And I was like, I looked at y'all, I'm like, oh, these three other losers, I can get behind this. And I'm like, hey. And they're like, yeah. And then now I'm here.
Most committed motherfucker, too. He has to drive, like, an hour and a half or something.
Yeah, yes. like an hour to practice at, like, 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. Damn. Hey, that's what's up, though.
We stay locked in.
Locked in. Breakfast is ready. You guys just show up, start just shredding that shit.
Yeah. I usually try to bring donuts. Yeah.
Okay.
A little cup of water.
Yeah. Little mason jar.
Okay.
So what are your musical influences?
I would say, like, Deftones. We definitely take on a lot of Mastodon with the entire album sound.
I never really
post-metal. A lot of post-metal. Shoegaze. A lot of shoegazy stuff. We call ourselves shoegaze. But maybe like a fail. Oh, yeah, Failure. Yeah, heavy influence on Failure. Hum, because this character. Dawson guy right here.
I'm wearing a Hum jacket and a Failure t-shirt right now.
Yeah. Yeah, if that tells you anything.
I've also got my Deftones Tidy Whiteys.
Really?
So, no, I don't.
They call them the Chinos.
Yeah, the Chinos.
To sum it up, post-metal with, like, space rock overtones, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of my lyrics are space-themed.
And you got a lot of, like, vocal inspiration from JoJo Siwa's, like, recent song.
JoJo Siwa, Britney Spears, mm-hmm. and I would say throw in some Lady Gaga as well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sums us up.
Yeah, it's pretty much us.
Absolutely
us.
Not.
Oh, no, I got one more band. The Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
words.
Oh,
my gosh. Yes. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah, they're great.
My influences are a little bit different. I never really listened to, like, alternative metal or, like, Failure, things like that, kind of growing up. My first, like, band that got me into even playing guitar was Metallica, surprisingly. Or actually, a lot of people were like that. But
Yeah, you're not special.
Okay. But yeah, I never really was into alternative metal that much, or like shoegaze stuff. I mainly grew into like thrash metal or metalcore influences, like Metallica, Trivium, Gojira, things like that. And but I slowly started to get into things like Deftones and things like that. So I don't like to kind of limit myself or even the band into one genre. So I'll write riffs or write things that are, you know, take pieces from different genres and just try to blend them into something that meshes together well. But that's just me.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, we're already starting to get working on our second album, and it's definitely taking a lot of heavier influence.
We haven't dropped their first album.
We haven't dropped the first, but they're diving into the second.
We wanted to try something new.
Yeah, we want to try something new before
go back to our roots.
What roots?
Oh shit!
Worth here.
We have roots everywhere.
Our roots are
the roots are spreading.
Oh, man.
The roots are the like the new. But like the old at the same time. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah.
You're talking beyond, buddy.
You're talking out your ass.
I think you're right.
And talking beyond, talking out your ass, you know, same thing. Maybe. I don't know. But word from across the turbulent sea is that you have released a brand new single by the name Sprain. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's a very awesome song, very heavy, especially on the screams at the outro.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That shit takes you to another landscape, bro.
It gives you goosebumps.
Dude, yeah. Some of the first mixes were already really great. And I was getting goosebumps by the like last couple of screams, and it was, yeah. I don't know.
Screaming goosebumps.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Upon hearing the frequencies entering my mind, I headbanged so hard that I sprained my own neck.
Ooh.
Oh.
Dang. I've been there before. Every show we play, I like headbang and like jump and run around so much that like the next day I'm completely sore.
I'm so
much. My back hurts, my neck hurts.
My hands hurt.
My wrist hurts.
You like to spray you like to play Sprain really fast. So especially after Sprain.
Every time we play Sprain live, I don't know, for some reason, I guess like the adrenaline kind of takes over, especially during that song, to the point where we're playing it like twice as fast compared to the studio version, which
fuck yeah.
Personally, I like it that way, but it does take a toll on everyone's body. So
just destroy us.
I was lucky to get away with it on the last time we played.
Dude, last time was, I think it went well.
No, it was actually
probably
really sick.
That was probably our best of that.
Single-handedly turning Sprain into Nightcore.
What was the writing process like?
That's
so. It was all just in my bedroom, I guess, it literally was, and I would just be chilling there playing guitar, making some riffs, and I'd be like, that kind of sounds cool, or I'd listen to a song and kind of riff off of that song in a way, and and I would just kind of take some sort of sound I like and just build until it just becomes something really, I guess, just cool in that way, because I just like to build until it sounds really unique and not it like I don't want it to just be like some simple like verse chorus verse, you know, kind of thing. I want to like make it a little more intricate than that, make it more unique to listen to, so you're kind of like, oh, like that's cool, right? And so I kind of do that, but I mean, Sprain is pretty much a verse chorus. I did want to keep some simplicity to, you know, at least not make it so wacky, but that's kind of like what my writing process is. I just think of a song as a whole, like kind of think like the idea and like the energy behind it and like what I really want to go for vibe wise, and I like kind of channel in those like vibes and I make a riff off of that. So yeah,
sick. How about you guys?
I mean, yeah,
I hit drums hard.
Dawson kind of showed up and fucking blasted those beats.
Dawson kind of just he just brought it up to us, sort of showed us what he had, like this demo in this Google Drive folder.
Just uploaded all the songs.
No, yeah, he just uploaded all the songs.
Like, practice this.
And then, you know, well, that gives us a lot of opportunity also to like take what you originally wrote and like we can tweak it in our own way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with my bass line, Junas can do some cool lead lines, and you before the song released, you like we were practicing it a completely different way, and then you started doing this like tom beat, like completely changed like the song's like vibe, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, no, it made it gritty,
caveman. Ooh, wow. Like,
yeah. and not the weird dance. I mean, like, with two T's, gritty. Like,
the weird dance.
The gritty?
No scope.
No.
Yeah. Gritty. That's grave.
It's like a... Like, I could imagine somebody literally gritting their teeth to the song the whole time.
Because it's so bad.
No, just like...
Man, Black Sand Day sucks.
The song is like a headache...
But like, you're not helping our case.
But put into a song, and it's like it makes sense. Like a, like the name Sprain makes sense for the entire song.
Yeah, you came up with the title.
Yeah, I named the song
name for it. Yeah,
it's like a
sprain your brain.
Pretty much. Dude, yeah.
It was well,
like I don't know if it's personification, but if you were to like turn a thing into a song,
yeah.
That like that sprain is exactly what I think it represents.
Yeah,
I like that title.
Yeah, my initial title for it was like Spree or something like
Spree.
Yeah, and I was like
that's they
like for real. For real. Even back then, I was like, this isn't really hit.
This our new single, Spree.
The Joe Keery movie.
It's a killing spree.
That's a good song, right?
Yeah, it was one of your old band songs, I believe.
Yeah.
What was the recording process?
Okay, so this part, it was fun. It was me DIing my guitar into my freaking computer because I had small combo amps and I wanted like big 412 sounds, and I didn't have one yet. And so, originally I did record with my small combo amp, but the sound was just too like muddy and like fizzy at the same time, and I was like, this sucks. and I would just... constantly like record the entire album again and again to try to get the right sound, and it was a process. Yeah, it was. I think the album now is probably like the fourth, fifth time it's been re-recorded, just single-handedly by me. Yeah,
fifth rendition.
Because I would just be in my room till like 1-2 in the morning, just cranking out the recordings for the songs and
just stop for like a week.
I would just
jorking it,
dude. Yeah, it would take cranking. It was, yeah, dude. I was just going. Dude, yeah. The kitchen, the bathroom, the bedroom, everywhere. I was straight up cranking out those guitar riffs. But yeah, I was like, I would just like do like 20 layers of like guitars. Not really 20 layers. Sometimes it gets close to that at some points in the album, but y'all, I don't think by the time this thing releases, it's not going to be out yet. We're not even done with like the bass and drums yet, recording wise.
No, yeah.
Okay, so it's part of a larger.
Yeah, there's
an album is on the horizon.
Yeah, it is on the horizon. It's getting there.
It's getting close.
It's exciting.
Does anyone even know like the title?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's been leaked yet. No one's leaked our stuff.
Yeah, we're not going to say anything either. Yeah.
We got all the title and artwork done before the album's even completed.
For real. Yeah.
Much molded around the artwork.
Yeah, pretty much.
We could probably get some hints though.
Probably could.
Drop some hints.
Dude, you actually, in order to know the name of the album, you have to come to one of our shows. Because we have a song. Like
we have a song titled
the same as the album title. So if you want to find out, really, like, but, you gotta come.
We're not gonna outright say it either. You just gotta kind of figure it out.
Guess.
You kind of think about like Greek mythology as well, in a way. Or is it? Yeah, it's Greek. Greek mythology. Yeah.
I love Greek mythology.
It's cool.
Dude. So cool.
I love Greek mythology. So cool. It's such a cool concept.
What would you say is the core message or meaning behind this song?
Sadness,
despair,
not good things. Yeah,
no. There's an entire. So I also don't want to spoil too much about it because I want listeners to be able to listen to the album and kind of gain a concept. But there is a concept behind the album.
Yeah.
There's a concept album.
It is sort of
nice
if you listen.
In a way, yeah. But there is actual like a lot of.
It's a story top to bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
made it that way.
You can tell from the way Dawson wrote that there's a lot of personal stuff within it as well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's cool though, because in a lot of the vocals and stuff, you can like really hear what's like kind of happening. Mm-hmm. Like, not really personally, but like. You can sense the pain behind it.
Yeah. Before I start recording my vocals, I this probably isn't healthy, but I will look at like old pictures
of stuff that makes me feel sad, and then I would just channel in like all these like all the bad like thoughts and stuff like that, and I would get really sad or just really angry, and so I would use that to record my vocals.
We
like
should make
that.
You
so
like really genetic, sad all the time
before every show.
Like spring.
Just like, hey, do you remember this?
Yeah.
Actually, just have a folder.
Remember this one embarrassing time in sixth grade?
No, for real. Like, yeah, high school was rough, so I just like channel a lot of the bad shit that happened during that. And
yeah.
It would make me angry, or I'd be like really embarrassed and like just, oh man, why'd I do that? Like, it's, and then I would like just belt out some notes while thinking about that and being like, man, why'd I do that? And being like either really like, so like on Sprain, like before that, I was really angry because I think we tried to record some drums for another song,
yeah,
and it did not work, and so I was pissed the hell off because we were sitting there for hours. And so dude, I went home and then I just recorded the screams to like let out my anger. And that's on the record now, or the single now.
You
so
can, you can yeah. tell the emotion, Nuts Brain. Yeah.
The yeah. pain behind the screams.
It was brutal. The headache that was.
So many headaches.
Hell yeah. Well, it sounds like a blast. Very excited.
Very fun.
No, it is fucking sick, though. I really enjoyed it. I jammed it a good amount of times. And yeah. Fuck yeah. Tradition has it on the local obscene. We like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Hope so.
Let's go.
Maybe.
Depends. Corey's thinking about it.
Corey's like,
He says depends.
He's like, where am I?
Depends on the situation.
Full set.
Yeah, what is
full
set?
Full set.
Why not?
Drop me in blindfold.
We dropping them in. All right. Where so you just played a sold out show at a venue of your choosing. Where did you play?
Trees.
Oh, shit, unanimous. That was incredible.
Trees, that's my dream venue. Me and Zane's at least.
Yeah. What's funny is the job site that I've been working next to, it's right next to Trees.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I get to walk by it every day for lunch.
Trees was the first place I went to. Yeah.
It's cool. Sponsor.
Awesome. That's always been like,
you hear that, Trees?
Yeah.
Get these guys.
Please, Trees, we'd love to play there. It's my dream.
So anyone can open for you. Who opened for you?
Probably, like, there's a small band, like...
If anything, we should be opening for people.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, no, you guys sold this shit out.
So, and this is the situation, we're, like, huge, we're selling out of it.
Yes.
Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter, they're both the same.
Yeah. There's, there's these other local bands that, we really, really, like, fuck with. They're called Dig and Static Ivory. They're the same band. It's just, like, some members are kind of moved around.
I don't think they're the same band.
Static Ivory is, like,
well,
way more shoegaze.
Well,
yeah, no, their music obviously is different, but their members is practically the same. But they're so cool. So probably one of them to open for us, for sure.
They both...
Hey, shout out.
Just like a UFO that passed overhead or something.
Yeah, maybe it was. Okay, fuck yeah. So, I'm gonna need one of you guys to roll this D20 dice on the table and see how well you perform that night.
Well, I guess I'm the Dungeons & Dragons player myself.
You wanna go ahead?
I'll do it.
I got my hand right here, buddy.
I'll do it, because I play D&D, so.
Oh, okay, alright.
You got a natural.
Natural 20, maybe?
That is a 2 on the die.
Oh, jeez. At least it wasn't a 1. That would've been... A 1 would've been awful. I would've, like, fallen into the table and, like, cracked my head open.
So,
And then, like, a meteor would strike down.
Yeah.
A T's pretty so good. A two, my bad.
Yeah, so here's what happens. You guys got up there, and right on the last song, one of you tripped over one of the monitors, fell into the other one's ass, and then they fell into the drum kit, and then the last one just somehow got sucked into all that, and you guys just turned into a big pile, and then all just shit each other at the same time. Just all the shit came out from the embarrassment.
That's metal as fuck.
It was metal as fuck. That was the headline in the Dallas Observer afterwards. Metal as fuck.
Yeah. These guys,
there we go.
They poop hard.
Negative turned into a positive. Why not?
It did. Yeah, it ended up being all right.
Yeah.
With a 2.
You don't go hungry.
Oh, shit. So you load up the gear and the trailer, pile into the van, and head to the next gig. But halfway there, on a long, desolate strip of highway, a massive plume of smoke erupts from under the hood. After coming to a stop, what is your plan of action?
I'll probably send Zane out there, since he's like the most like grisly out of all of us. And so if he dies, then it's like, okay, well,
My diagnosis is too much poop. It ruins the engine. Too much poop.
Poop in the engine, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they automatically make me push the car.
Yeah, you got work in hands.
Put the thing in neutral. Push it to the closest gas station, I guess.
Yeah.
Call AAA.
Let's say you lift up the hood. You're gonna take a gander. Yeah. Seems like you've been volunteered. So go ahead and roll the die.
Oh yeah.
See what happens to you.
Oh man.
Let's hope for
the engine blows up on my face.
Ooh, 16?
16.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Okay, so you're looking up in there, you're tinkering around, and you diagnose it as something that is just, you're going to need a part for it.
Yeah.
So you're like, ah, fuck, guys. And you come back to give them the news. But then a sound is heard from up above, what could only be described as 458 airplanes all at once.
Dude, I love airplanes.
So cool. I love airplanes so much.
So you're getting pretty excited about it.
No, yeah, I know. I'm
like,
it sounds like 458 airplanes. Fuck yeah. A magnificent cone of light illuminates all of you as a tractor beam begins lifting you up into an aperture in the sky. How are you feeling right now?
Sounds like a dream.
I'm flying a little bit technically, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's probably poop myself.
Double poop.
I'd more be like
poop.
Aliens overhead.
Oh shit! Nice shout out. Once inside of this spaceship, after your vision is restored, you see an alien standing behind a counter. It has a balloon-shaped head with green skin and tennis ball-sized black eyeballs, slimy-like tentacles twitching like a cat's tail. It says, "Welcome, Earthlings, to the Interstellar Dispensary."
Shit.
Oh man.
They got that
space cush.
Space cush.
Dude, that's gonna be a wild ride. We can't handle the space cush. It's beyond our dimension.
It could be. Definitely beyond your planet.
Dimensional trip.
Dude, yeah. That would be like the cause of our next album.
Yeah.
We were on that Mars strain.
Mars.
That red.
Yeah.
The Occuway
string. Oh shit. So aliens like, "Try a free sample. Harvested this flower from a planet called Ploost before it exploded by a comet. Super rare, once in a lifetime opportunity." It packs a fat bowl of sparkly green, orange, and blue plant. Dude, it puts the spice in the bowl and hands you a lighter. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do with the dice. We're gonna take a fat rip of this intergalactic space weed.
Sweet.
And depending on what you roll is what's gonna happen to you.
okay, well.
Corey's up first.
Corey, you're next in line.
What is it?
20.
You just fucking rolled a nat 20, bro.
We're in another...
Nat 20.
We're in the fourth dimension, dude.
Let me turn the page for this. All right. He just comes out with a nat 20. Can't even believe it. Your third eye begins glowing. A spiral helix of information begins absorbing into your forehead. The origin and end of the universe become clear. You are the chosen one.
Dude, I gotta join the Spy Kids after that.
Dude, this is really
bro, dude, he's Lisa
Nogo. Could you imagine like how much of an acid I would be if I joined the Spy Kids? After I just smoked like the fucking
dude,
orange glowing strain.
You know the one Spy scene? Kids is the first.
Dude, you're literally like Steve in Spy Kids when he's like, "Do you ever think like God abandoned us because he's scared of what he made?"
Steve
like
that's Jimmy.
You. Yeah, that's you because you smoked all that space kush. And so you saw everything.
That's me.
You saw between the lines.
Impressive.
Okay. Everything that was and is.
I was thinking maybe he could like play his instrument properly now.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the riffs are just...
maybe we might get some good bass.
The fattest bass of all time.
The fattest rip makes the fattest of bass.
That's how that works. All right, Janae, what you got?
Let's see.
Nine? It's a nine.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. With a nine, you never have to poop or pee again.
That's a hard choice.
That's so good.
Because dank herb changes how your body processes energy. But a side effect, you only have 5 years left to live.
Oh, oh dude.
Man.
You're
famous in 5 years now.
God damn.
But you don't gotta worry about the time wasted by pooping and peeing anymore.
That is true.
Yeah.
Because
you do
on average I'm in the bathroom for like at least an hour a day. So that gives me one more hour to do what I want, like what I need to do.
Yeah.
Dude,
I don't know.
I lost my train of thought. No, dude.
Hurry.
5 years though? Like do I know exactly when I'm gonna die?
Yeah, exactly 5 years from the moment you hit the space cush.
You don't know how or you just know when.
You just know, like the clock is just ticking, three body problem style.
That would probably like destroy.
My body's just gonna shut down.
That would destroy my brain, like knowing when I'm gonna die.
But you don't have to piss or shit anymore. But,
true.
That also gives you time to like process. It gives you time to appreciate everything one last time. You know?
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like you can see the world.
Go see the world and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd go visit all the.
There, maybe we can play trees.
Yeah, maybe we play trees, and then we play trees on the day you die. So like when the show would just collapse on stage.
I mean, you did just leave from playing trees.
Oh, that's right. Oh shoot, but maybe you can redeem yourself from the one time you all fell on top of each other and shit. You're like, this time we won't poop the stage.
You absolutely won't poop the stage.
True. Yeah. Honestly, not a bad role.
That's a pretty good role.
I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess, buddy.
Probably get a roll one. You know. 18.
Hey, ooh, 18. We have another chosen one.
Oh,
two chosen ones.
We were both like on the same wavelength or whatever.
Dude.
Whoa.
Why'd you do that this morning? What's wrong with you?
Huh?
Mom. Stare at each other with, like, frothing from the mouth.
I know what you did.
Yes, I think just
March 15th, 2004. At 11:38 p.m.
I was 1 month old.
I know what you did.
He shat himself.
There's a lot of shit in this episode.
There is.
Alright, the final roll.
It's because I'm here.
Three.
Bad trip.
You instantly explode into a million pieces and it smells really bad.
I'm going out.
Going out with a bang.
Literally. Yeah, literally going out with a bang. Absolutely.
That's the way to go.
Fuck yeah. Well, thank you, Black Sand Bay, for participating in my situation.
Of course, thank you.
That was really fun.
That was fun.
I want to do that again.
Fuck yeah. I still can't believe you just rolled a nat 20 right off.
That was crazy, dude.
It's because
you should play some D&D.
I'm the bassist.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck yeah. Shout out, bassists.
Roll nat 20s. Yeah.
I think you're right. Maybe we should all be bassists. Like our band.
Please.
Different tones of bass.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool, though.
Dude, you ever see that video of that guy? It was like the best bass tone on earth. he'll play like death metal and his tone is like, yeah, you got the fart pedal.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
I've been debating getting the fart pedal actually. But like putting like before my reverb and like distortion so that I could distort reverb the farts.
It just echoes out.
That'd be so gross.
The shit continues.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. So it's
like, dude, what is it with fecal matter in this episode?
It's because I'm here.
Dude, farm pedal.
I bring a lot of pooping.
Farm pedal with the wah pedal?
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. The fart wah.
Just sound like dubstep.
Oh, like.
Can we get a. Are there dubstep pedals?
There
has to be.
I'm sure.
Something.
Okay.
It's just fuzz.
Some sort of octave pedal.
Fuzz pedal with, like, octave, yeah.
If there isn't, you know what to do. Earthquake devices. Shout out.
I love Earthquake.
So, what is the future looking like for Black Sand Bay?
Desolate. It's dark. No, I'm joking.
Plundering.
I don't know. I mean,
Is it all downhill from here?
It's all downhill.
Well, the peak.
Let's see. If we're releasing an album,
are we peaking right now?
This is our peak right now.
Peaking off the space weed.
We're gonna like fight and like break up and like after our album drops.
And then we kiss and make up.
Kiss and make up.
Ooh, that's the name of the second album.
Yeah.
Kiss and make up.
I'm thinking once we get the album released, that'll be pretty good. We could probably do a few shows. Maybe two or three.
Just one or two.
We're barely getting shows as is. I mean, people just ignore us.
I just haven't looked because I've been trying to get us to.
I think we just got a text message. Someone asked us to play with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's weird. So we've actually.
Yeah, tomorrow. Never mind.
Tomorrow?
I don't think we can do that. Yeah, tomorrow.
We've been getting like.
Catch them tomorrow at Trees.
We've been getting messages from like people from Europe.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, Europe likes us more than Texas.
The Triple Metal Fest in Europe wants us to play. I don't know though, because like I tried to look it up, I couldn't find any information about it. So we might get our like organs ripped out of our body.
This might be a hostile situation.
Yeah, but
come to Europe and don't come back.
I don't. I'm always on the lookout for new shows. I mean, ever since they let me in the band.
Yes, guy.
For sure, I found so many different shows for us, and we've all been working together to find more shows. So for sure, in the future, at least with like school kind of ending, at least for me, and we'll just have some more time on our hands. We'll for sure get some more shows out.
This summer,
summer's gonna be great. New album soon. Very, very soon.
Tomorrow, actually.
What?
We can finish bass and drums for it.
How?
Yeah. Well, drums are almost done.
I mean, you're just going to stay in a room for 24 hours until it's done?
Making out.
That's a different kind of music, buddy.
It's the music of life.
But yeah, for sure. I hate being that band that's like, oh, big things coming, but then nothing ever fucking happens.
Sounds like you guys. I mean, you got a whole album. Yeah. That's big things coming. That's dope.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You got like this single out. Sounds like fucking sick.
Just, like, constantly gaslighting.
Dude, every single day I said big things coming, but just keep on. Just nothing happens. Just keep on going every day.
Every fucking day.
That'd be a great running gag. Oh, big things coming. Guys, stay tuned.
Big things coming.
I won't believe this.
Announcement tomorrow. Yeah, the announcement is big things coming.
Oh, fuck.
Man.
Well, I'm excited. The future seems bright upon the Black Sand Bay. I think you guys are going to kill it.
Thank you so much.
And if you're a promoter, get these guys a fucking show.
Please.
Badass.
Please.
We're begging.
Anything. You can't see him. I'm on my knees now.
Actually, crisscross applesauce.
Shh. Chris Kush applesauce.
Chris Kush applesauce.
Dude, yeah.
You got 5 years left.
Kush applesauce? This is wild.
5 years. That's 4 years, 11 months, 59 days.
Would you feel like any... responsibility if Juna actually did die in 5 years, like,
whoa,
like from today.
True. What if I died 5 years from now? What would you do?
I would do a whole episode dedicated to your life.
Bring us back for that episode, yeah.
But I would reference this episode as kind of like 2020 investigative journalism style.
Okay,
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
That would be good.
Juna, make sure you die in 5 years. We get at this
rate, yeah.
We can hire an actor and say that Zane worked overnight. I'm Junaid. In the episode description,
I'll put actor was portrayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope I don't die in 5 years. That would suck. Yeah, I got so many things to do, so many places to see.
Yeah.
We gotta play Trees.
Just don't be like me. Don't take graveyard shifts. And
you'll live longer.
When you're not doing graveyard shifts, don't try to kill yourself doing everything else.
Yeah.
My dad's calling me right now.
Dude, tell him. Never mind.
And don't instantly explode when you smoke Space Kush.
That space pack.
He's probably asking if I want to play Fortnite with him.
Went to the gas.
Shout out, Dad.
Went to the gas station, saw the space pack laying on the ground, smoked it, and my third eye opened up.
Yeah. Dude, that's just laced.
Dude, that's just
Fent
laced gas Kush. Space Kush.
Dude, do not eat the fried oysters at the gas station.
Dude, didn't you
open the fried oyster buffet is that at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, bro. Dude, some gas stations have like the wackest shit there, bro. Like fried anything. Bro.
I think the only good gas station food I've had is Quick Trip. Like they actually have like fresh hot dogs and stuff there. It's always
pretty solid
because it's like on the grill. Like and you can just pick it right off.
Oh, dude, yeah, they got the buffalo.
Yeah,
I didn't even know QT's existed until I moved here.
Dude, it's great. They're like the funniest thing, gas station.
No, dude, because like, I just went back to Houston the other day, and like while driving from the airport back to my house, I saw like a QT, and it was like that's the first QT I've seen in 20 years living in Houston. Damn. I was like, that's wild.
Damn.
So when you're like shopping for glizzies at Quick Trip, is it like in the produce department? Are you like picking them up and like looking at them and then putting them back down if they don't look very good?
I inspect them to make sure they got just the right amount. Like I whip out like a weight measure too, and I put like the hot dog on there, and I'm like, if it's not like this exact, you know, weight of like half a pound, then I'm not eating it.
You slip it in and out of your body, and then
and then like, the cashier is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't want it.
Like, you gotta throw this away now, dude. Like, hold on.
It's not the right bread to glizzy ratio.
Let him cook.
Bread to God damn it. So where is the best place for our listeners to find Black Sand Bay?
Everything. Yeah. We're on Pandora, Apple Music,
Spotify.
Yeah. Apple Music. Pandora.
Weezer. Weezer?
No, Deezer. I think it's like a French one or something.
Yeah.
We just got like an email saying we were on that one too.
The only thing we're not on right now is like SoundCloud. It may be Tidal, but like if you're using SoundCloud and Tidal, grow up. So
for real,
Spotify's the most. Spotify's the best. The best streaming service.
Spotify,
in my opinion.
They pay you though.
Apple, I can't agree.
YouTube,
I don't. I don't know if they pay me or not.
No, they pay. They pay you depending on how many streams you get.
We have videos.
Isn't it like 0.1 of a
hell yeah
per
list
20 streams
something like that.
I think the Spotify 0.001 EQ controller is better than Apple Music. No, I don't like spatial audio.
I think it's whack. Dolby Atmos.
I think it's not that good.
I never really liked it that much. I think you just need like a really good set of
speakers
to really.
You have to know how to use it.
But it depends on what genre you're listening to. So if you're listening to like any kind of metal or hardcore stuff with the spatial audio, it's really bad. I don't know why.
Hum's like Inland Dolby album sounds pretty good with it though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like especially on Desert Rambler.
Yeah,
it's like my favorite song off of it. I put on the Dolby Atmos and I was like, oh shit! Like the guitar is just like. I don't know, something like opened.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get a show
opened
with them?
His mind.
No, because their drummer passed away a couple years ago, and they've been kind of off since, like offline. Womp. And they've been kind of like.
Did you say womp womp?
I saw Failure. Sorry. They were great.
I saw that. I saw that one.
My ears were so jacked up too. It was great. It was like Reno's Loud. For Failure.
Reno's Loud. Reno's Loud.
Yeah, it was a show we played at Reno's Chop Shop.
To specify Reno's out. With 4x12s. That was.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Sounds rowdy.
Yeah, we just got 4x12s.
We finally got actually, right after this podcast, we're going to go and grab the 4x12 for myself.
I just bought myself.
We're trying to be the loudest band in the DFW local scene, and we will be.
Nice.
We are.
Got to be known.
My Bloody Valentine.
No,
that kind of loud.
Last show, holy shit, that
is loud.
Walls of amps. If we need to get that, loud. We're gonna need like 10 more.
Well, last show that we played, I mean, there were people plugging their ears and walking out. So.
Yeah, no, it's funny because me and Dawson have always talked about that from the start, like just being so loud that we have people plugging their ears and walking out of the room. Like, we've always wanted to be that loud.
Yeah,
and we're succeeding so far.
It sounds like you're on your way.
We're getting there.
Fuck yeah. Please. What about Instagram, any of that?
Instagram, Black Sand Bay Official.
Yeah.
Or TikTok.
TikTok.
I forgot we made one post promoting Confrontation.
We also
have a Facebook. It's under Black Sand Bay as well, but I just use it to lowball people on Facebook Marketplace, but it is there if you want to follow it.
Get some louder cabs on Marketplace.
Exactly.
I was up all night, man, looking for bass cabs.
Dude, I love lowballing.
Lowballing?
Dude, lowballing on Marketplace is it's my favorite game.
They're selling it for like $1,200. It's like, can you do like 1,000? Like 200?
Dude, my craziest lowball was this guy selling a PV 412, like head and cab, which is, they're expensive. Yeah. They're really expensive. He's 800, he was asking. quick lowball to 400.
quick lowball to work. Like, did he take
I'll give you 400 right now. Right now.
No, did he
I'm
say,
outside.
He said absolutely not. And did not say anything else.
Damn, he...
Dude, it's like gambling, but like legal.
Well, gambling is legal.
Not here. Not in Texas.
Oh, that's why it's... Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Choctaw's in Oklahoma.
True.
Yeah, I forgot.
It still fuels addiction.
Yeah.
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 So,
if you're addicted to gambling and you're listening to this podcast, get help.
Please get help.
No. You don't have to get help.
You're almost there.
Just lowball on Facebook Marketplace.
One more gambling. You'll make it this time. You got this.
You got this.
eBay too.
Most gamblers stop before they hit big.
Yeah, I heard it was like 89% or something.
Just keep going. You're going to get it. You're going to get the Powerball.
If you have to dip into your child's like savings account, trust fund for their college in their future, like,
dude,
it's all worth it because you're gonna win big,
and then you can double it.
You can double it, right?
Yeah.
And then you have more money to take your kids to college.
Your kids are well.
You can double it and pass it to the next guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Double it, pass it to the next person.
Be kind. Give other people all of your money.
Especially give Black Sand Bay your money.
Yes.
So they can get the biggest amps possible and be the loudest band in DFW.
Give us your life savings.
That's our goal.
Everything you set aside for college—that's Black Sand Bay.
Your house, your keys, your car, your wallet.
Yeah.
Give me your dude. Invest into us. We'll make it worth your while.
Give me yeah, absolutely.
All right, listeners. Well, you know what to do. Go and follow Black Sand Bay on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of these two singles they have dropped. Keep an eye out for this brand new album they are recording, and come see a show near you.
We do have a show.
Rubber gloves.
April 23rd. I don't know when this is coming out, but yeah. April 23rd.
April
23rd?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It'll be out by then.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, listeners. Swarm to rubber gloves in Denton. And get your ears blasted by Black Sand Bay. Thank you for being on the local Obscene.
Thank you
so much.
Alright, listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Black Sand Bay on all the social media. Stream the hell out of their new singles. Keep an eye out for that album and check them out at Rubber Gloves on April 23rd. And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Cataclysmic. What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the closing statement. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I'm really loving season 7. It is an absolute blast so far, and we're halfway through. Can you believe it? Halfway through, and we're not even halfway through the year. Epic. Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Send me an email at localobscene@gmail.com or go follow us on Instagram at localobscene and send me a direct message in our Instagram bio, and also in the episode description there is a link tree where you can find our photography website. If you want me to come and do a photo shoot, hit me up. I'm not limited to just bands. I will take pictures of your big fluffy cat, your crazy slobbery dog, whatever it is. Hit me up. I got good rates, and you are, of course, supporting the cause. Happy fucking Earth Day, everyone. Happy 420. I hope it was an absolute
Rager. I'm your host, Cataclysmic, signing off.